The 2015 Board of Directors meeting of the National Federation of Blind of New York State is in order. Yeah. Madam Secretary, if you would, call the roll, please. Niagara? Niagara will be excused. They talk down. Yeah, respond with your name when she calls your chapter. Right here. Okay, Chris Minkler. Yep. I assume she's on the way, but Linda, you're an alternate, I assume. Oh, okay. You are now. There he is. You were an alternate. What else do we have left? Students? Nihal, are you here? Okay. And dog guide? Okay, Jessica? POBC? No, she's wrapping up an event too. Arthur, you'll sub for Maria. Okay. And secretary, you're there. Treasurer? Ray Wayne, that's what you meant to say. Second vice? First Vice, President Carl Jacobson. We are only missing two, and they should be in here shortly. Well, we're missing one, but I talked to her earlier in the week, and she's having some health problems. I hope I am still here at 93. So, we've got a few things to do. I've got some announcements I want to make. Hold on 1 second. There's going to be, everybody's selling something, I'm told. Buffalo is selling something. Candy bars. Okay, anything other than candy bars. Angie, I know you're selling something, aren't you? Your croquet stuff. Yeah, you were selling that in the exhibit hall today, but I assume if somebody comes to you in the middle of the convention and wants to buy it, you'll sell it. You'll sell it in the parking lot if you... Hold. No, I didn't mean it. No, that's Michael. Waterfalls in the picture legs, is that the calendars? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, there will also be some raffle items in the back of the room. Some will be raffle. I think some will be silent auction. I'll let Mindy talk about that in a little while. I think there are still some items on the way. Everybody was so late with shipping stuff to us this year. I won't tell you who the offenders were because you'll be mad at them. But we are definitely raffling off a KNFB Reader Mobile for the iPhone and/or Android phone. It's a $100 value. We'll raffle tickets of $5. Okay. So that will there'll be a dish in the back for that at the table where Claudia will be sitting in the back of the room. Just put your name. Claudia will give you a ticket to write on tomorrow, a piece of paper or something. We have tickets already done. Yes, I'll tell you what, for these raffle tickets, because she's arranged them all, I'm going to give the microphone to Mindy for the raffle and auction stuff.
Okay. So we have, first of all, for the silent auction, We don't have it here, but we're getting it. We're going to be giving raffling an iPad mini. We're going to be raffling a Focus 40 Braille display donated by CTEC. Also one of those small CCTV magnifiers donated by CTEC. And of course the KNFB Reader Mobile. So those These are going to be auctions. They're going to be in a silent auction. We're not raffling. Right now, that's not the raffle. The whole thing will be a silent auction. And the way it will work is when you go to the back of the room, you will give your name to the person sitting there. I'm going to ask someone to sit back there with a sheet of paper. And she will tell you what the highest bid is on the thing you're interested in. So say you're interested in the Focus 40. She'll say, all right, the bid right now is $100. And you'll say, oh, I really want that. I'll take it for $110. She'll write down your name and that you've bid $110. The next person who is interested in that will have to bid more than $110 in order to get it. And that will be the way with all four of the silent auctions. Not the reader?
Straight raffle. You'll give $5. You'll get one of those tickets with a number on it. And we'll call your number at the banquet. We'll call one number at the banquet, and that person wins the reader. Do yourself a favor. Don't enter the contest if you don't have an iPhone or an Android. If you can use
or if you don't have a friend with one.
Yeah, if you have a friend you want to give it to, that's fine, too. But know that it's the app. You'll later on be sent an email with the instructions on how to claim it.
Okay.
It'll probably be a download for you.
Okay, so it's going to be three auction items. Sorry about that. I thought it was four. I did not realize we were not auctioning the... I think it's even in the program that way, that we're auctioning the reader. So, okay. All right, so those are the things. Then we also have the New York City chapter is raffling a trip. A 3-day, 2-night trip to the Bahamas. It's a cruise. And also, included in that trip is a 3-day, 2-night stay at one of the resort hotels in Fort Lauderdale. And so the only thing is you do have to get yourself down to the area. But other than that, there are no other expenses. And the raffle tickets are $5 a ticket. So see any chapter member and...
And it can be taken any time before February of 2017.
Okay.
So you have a big window in there, too. Right, except so for there's a blackout time of Christmas. Christmas is their only blackout time.
Okay, so, Carl, I think I've covered the raffles.
Those tickets are really cool. Those tickets are also $5. I don't know if Mitty said that. But that's a bargain. That trip is probably worth several thousand dollars, easily. Sorry, it's a trip for two. Yes, a trip for two. Yes. If Mike is prepared to take him, you can use him. Mike will take him. If you're going to buy four of those tickets, just tell him you're going to use your credit card. Yeah. Well, Mike will take the money, and the affiliate will pass the money to the chapter. The affiliate will pass the money to the chapter. That will go to PayPal. The PayPal money will go to the affiliate. The affiliate will write the chapter a check. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. We can take credit cards for anything that involves money. So, sorry? Oh, we can't guarantee the win, no. Except for you, Margo. No, not in this case. Because the drawing's not going to be until the Christmas party at the chapter. That's about 6 weeks or so away, or 8 weeks away, something like that. I would be remiss if I didn't... I've been waiting here to introduce some special guests, and I would be remiss if I didn't do them, so I'm going to do them in order of seniority. Yeah, seniority. We have the honor this year, and privilege again. It's been three or four times, I think, that we've had this honor and privilege. So I'm going to accept that as the honor and privilege that it really is, and introduce to you for the umpty-umpty time our national rep, Gary Wunder.
Well, let's hope by tomorrow evening when you're full of banquet food that you're still willing to give up the applause. People will say, if you'll just stop, I'll applaud. If you'll just stop, I'll applaud. Anyway, it's wonderful to be here. Let me tell you really quickly about something that may interest you. Somebody's going to win the KNFB Reader tomorrow evening, but some other people aren't. So I need to let you know that it's on sale. It's on sale until November the 1st. It's normally $99, and it's on sale for $74.99 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Okay? So I'm glad to be here. I'm here to listen today and tomorrow. I get to speak to you a couple of times. It's great. Thank you.
Thanks for undercutting our raffle. We're giving away free KNFB readers. Let's see a raffle. Mm-hmm. Sorry? Yeah, he's going to give it away for a dollar now. Miss Brown, are you here? Okay. Have another guest from elsewhere. She's come to work with the student division. Gary's going to be all over the place, but this young lady is specifically working with the student division to help bolster and get our student division some national press and some national highlighting, and get our student division on the map. And she's made her bones in the student division quite some time ago. She is currently the second vice president of National NABS. And I think she has aspirations to follow the other leaders of NABS, to one day sit in the big chair and in the Jernigan Institute. that's where a lot of them went. At any rate, she has good successes in the student division. So for whatever she cares to say and however long she cares to say it, let me give to you our big winner of this year's $12,000 scholarship also, Ms. Bree Brown.
Hey everybody, I'm really excited to be here. I have had a lot of fun with the students so far. We've had some great stuff going on this afternoon. And I also see a wonderful future for the student division. We definitely have a lot of very energetic students here. And so I'm super, super excited to be working with the student division. And yay, welcome to New York.
Yeah, we welcome you to New York too. You can welcome us to Texas if we come. If it hasn't washed down to the Gulf by then. That's why you came to New York. You want to have dry feet. Mr. Treasurer, get ready. All of you should have received by now the minutes by email from Julie. Is that correct? I know I did. I'm going to save a little time since you received them. I'm going to approve them as a block. I have a motion to approve the emails that you all received with the minutes in it from all the previous meetings of this year. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Ray is getting ready for a treasurer's report as we speak. That's why you hear that gibberish down the end of the table here.
Okay, just leave it there. Leave it there, right? Yeah, lean into it. I'll put it by you. Just sit up.
Hello? Everybody hear me?
Yeah, you can be here. You're fine. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for a minute unless there's something I feel like saying.
Okay. We have two accounts. We have a general operating account in which we have about $27,000. We also have a Newsline account, and somebody else later will explain if there's anybody who doesn't know what Newsline is. And that has about $59,000. We're anticipating three legislative grants from four Newsline over the next 3 years at $75,000 each, so that'll enable us to expand our Newsline program significantly. We have, so far this year, we've netted total of $40,000 from our professional fundraiser that's Capital District Callers, Inc. They do outreach and bring in contributions for the affiliate, and frankly, I don't know any other way that we could raise that much money. And just looking at my notes, I think I've covered everything.
You hit the highlight items.
Turn it on. Turn the microphone on.
Oh.
I want to keep it quiet here while he was talking.
All right, turn it off.
Contained within those highlight items is some really good news. We have been able to send more people to national convention than ever before. We've also been able to send more people to Washington Seminar and to Albany Seminar than ever before, all as a result of these fundraising things that we've done. An item, I'll cover more of these in detail tomorrow during my presidential report, but we also received a $10,000 grant to continue the Bell programs from the Commission for the Blind. Now some of that hasn't been spent already because we've been reimbursing the people who spent the money, and that's okay, but it was meant for that. There's a little money left over, and I'd like to talk to Kate and Arthur and Maria and Mary Lou about having to how to spend that. Somebody put a bug in my ear, which wasn't a bad bug, is to establish a library, a lending/giveaway library. You guys could establish the criteria for it, but it would be where you could have books and give them straight out to little kids who need them or could use benefit from them or to lend them or do one of each. A little of each with both, with half of the collection do that and the other half of the collection keep it. But we'll see what we have in terms of money left over and split them with the chapters. Another part of the problem you're going to have is finding a place to store them and distribute them. But it's a good problem to have, having money and stuff to do with. So when Brian's here tomorrow, make sure you thank him for $10,000. That's not shabby money. I'll go into more about the legislative grant stuff, too, in the presidential report. It's got more detail than just covering that. We're having a pretty good financial time, folks. And for those of you who have been through the hard financial days, we can appreciate these easy financial days. However, let's not take them lightly, because just as easy as they come, they can go just as easily. So I want to caution us to be prepared for the things that we don't want to happen. And so let's keep fundraising. I think that cruise is a good idea. I think, candy sales are a great idea. Everything you can think of that brings money into the affiliate is a good idea.
Give me a credit card.
Yeah, I'll give you the one that says maxed out. We also have this year, in my rough estimate, Mindy has gone out once again and secured a gajillion sponsors. I think she has raised somewhere between $12,000 and $13,000. Some of it didn't come easy. The harder ones were for $250. The ones that she got for $2,500 and $1,000, they came in. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll write you a check. They had a harder time raising the $2 to $150 ones. But nevertheless, it adds up to somewhere between $12,000 and $13,000, which is, again, another way to bear some of the costs of this convention. To bear some of the costs of awarding scholarships this year to three worthy people. Are scholarship winners in the room, by the way? Why don't you're gonna have several times to do
report.
This, but why don't you get a chance? Why don't we give you a chance, Mike? Could you run with the mic?
Yeah, I will.
I know. It doesn't hurt to meet them a couple times so you remember who they are.
Any questions on the report?
Any questions on the Treasury's report? If not, could I got a motion to approve?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Trichler.
You're welcome.
We're going to get another chance to meet them tomorrow, but we get such short opportunities. At National, we're here together for a week, and we get more opportunities to meet them. We're not together for a week this time. We're only together for a weekend. So if I could just get a total of maybe 6 to 7 minutes from the winners. Kate, however you want to do this, Kate Mendez is once again chairing our scholarship committee and ably doing an able job.
Yay. Yeah, I'm doing it so ably that you caught me in the middle of networking. So
right.
It's a good thing I happened to hear you call my name, or it would have been very embarrassing.
Well, it might have been.
Okay. So once again, I have the privilege of presenting this year's scholarship finalists to all of you and to the board. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, for once, yay! So, our first finalist, the mic travels, so they don't have to come up here. Right? Okay, so our first finalist, if you can sort of wave your hand when I mention your name, is Ashley Burke from Syracuse. Ashley is getting her master's degree at the University of Buffalo in Rehabilitation Counseling. Ashley, for just a brief little summary. Tell us who you are, what you're doing in school.
Okay, hi, my name is Ashley Burke. Like Kate said, I'm in graduate school for rehab counseling. I just started my first graduate semester, so I'm taking counseling theory and foundations of rehab counseling. I'm not in school, I'm also part of my Syracuse NFB chapter, and over the summer I helped Kate with, and Mary Lou Mendez with the Dell program.
We'll get to hear a little bit more tomorrow about the Bell program and all of the attendant fabulousness that went along with it. Our next winner, or next finalist, is Heather Kornowski from the Buffalo area. She's attending, let me make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly, Medai College.
Yeah.
Getting her bachelor's degree in early childhood education. Woohoo!
Can everybody hear me? Okay. So my name's Heather. I go to Medai, and I'm doing my undergrads in early childhood. But when I go to grad school, I want to be a rehab teacher and O&M instructor because I have a passion to guiding like people who are visually impaired. And I work closely with Olmsted. So oftentimes I go back and I like mentor the younger generations, and I just love helping the blind. So that's all about me.
How many teachers, present teachers or former teachers or future teachers, do we have in the room right now? Say aye.
Aye.
Good number. Good number. Teach our kids well. They're the ones who have to take care of me in a nursing home.
Okay. And our third finalist this weekend is Timothy Connors, attending Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York, a place I have very fond memories of. Getting his bachelor's degree in communications.
When he comes back, we'll put him on the spot. Can I beg your pardon for that apple I was eating while you were talking? Okay. There are a few announcements we need to make. The scholarship committee and finalists will meet for dinner this evening. I am told, unless somebody who was at yesterday's meeting wants to correct me. Claudia, are you in the room?
I got the phone number this morning.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Okay.
You say where then, Kate. That is also the place where the scholarship committee will meet tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Which is also a group
meeting. Mm-hmm, that's right. Well,
7 a.m. as always.
While we talk about closed meetings, yeah.
Yeah, I don't usually do that much.
This one is not a closed meeting. However, also in the club room on Sunday morning, I sent an email to several of you because I was running out of time and still trying to rebuild my address book after a crash. But anyway, having said that, I hope some of you circulated it to the others. We will be having a meeting of the Resolutions Committee. We'll have breakfast while we meet, but other than that, it's a meeting of the Resolutions Committee. And if you have resolutions that you think the committee should consider, please show up at that meeting. Not too many of you had shown up over the previous years, so I tried an experiment and I made it a self-appointing committee. By that I meant if you were thought enough of the committees and the committee's work to get out of your bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, get showered and shaved if you're a guy, or showered and shaved if you're a woman, if you needed it. And if you want to come to that meeting, just come. and you will have a vote. It's also going to be in the club room. So,
and if you want to come to Mass instead, you don't have to shave.
That's right. There you go. Yes, Father, would you announce where Mass will be, please? Mass will be where, Father? For those of you who don't know, this is Father John Sheehan, chairman of the chairman of the Xavier Society for the Blind.
Mass will be in the state room at 7 o'clock. And we will be finished in time for you to get breakfast afterwards.
So there will be no separation of church and state then? Oh, yes. I don't think we have enough paper, Father. We'll have to send it up. We'll have to send it up without paper. Does God have an email address? God. Okay. We'll send it to you, Father. We'll send the prayers your way. Is heaven an org or a com or an EDU? Anyway. Okay. So in the stateroom, we will have Mass on Sunday morning at 7. I'm looking to see if I've forgotten any announcements. Am I forgetting any? Because there's always somebody who says you forgot to say so-and-so, and I don't like to miss so-and-so an announcement. But this is one of the few times we get together almost in one place to make sure we've covered everything.
Father John has horse race tickets.
Oh, that's right. Father John is selling horse race tickets. I could use 6 volunteers. Some of you have already said you would volunteer. Jessica's volunteering.
Ray
has volunteered. Who?
Valeria.
Oh, Valeria. Sorry. Oh, that's right. It rhymes with malaria. That was your line, not mine. No, it never gets old. Diane, that's 4. I need 2 more. Do I have 2 more? Yeah, well, yeah. We'll just pick some people if we have to. Ed? Ed, you volunteered? To be a horse in the horse race. Okay. Yeah, he said okay. I heard him. Who?
I already volunteered. He doesn't count. Who else can I volunteer that's not speaking up?
What? Bree? Bree, you want to be a horse? Bree will be a horse. Okay. Okay. We got a volunteer. They'll tell you.
How fast can you run?
Mr. President, just to confirm, we have Jessica, Ray, Valeria, Diane, Bree, and Ed.
That sounds right, sir.
Mr. Ed is going to be one of the horses.
That's right. And Bree will be one of the horses as long as you don't cheese her off. Yes, it's been a while now. So far, you know, actually, it's been a pretty good day. What do you think? Yeah. Those of you who've been places, I want to thank those of you who had something to do with putting today on for putting today on. Sure.
Yours. Thanks. I just wanted to say that the exhibit hall today was a good showing, and I wanted to thank Chancey Fleet, who once again chaired the. Yeah. She was there. She was in charge. She had things to show at the information table. And every year, I'm the only one that doesn't get a chance to see them. But I have to say, I mean, it's such a pleasure working with Chancey, and I thank you so much, Chancey. What? Oh, I'm supposed to keep talking. Okay. No, I don't. I'm not complaining. Okay. The scholarship committee and scholarship finalists will be meeting and in the club room right after the close of this meeting. I know I had told you all of something different back earlier in the afternoon, but I was incorrect. And so as soon as we adjourn here, we will be heading right over to the club room in the restaurant we will be ordering from there. Okay.
Yes, Kate, you tell us about hospitality night.
Come on, Kate.
We give you once again for your entertainment, Kate Mendez.
All right.
Well, save the applause until after the drinking tonight. No, on a serious note, no, we're having a fall festival-themed hospitality evening. We're going to be in the room poolside. The pool will be available. It is an indoor pool, so you will not freeze. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. There will be a cash bar. There will also be craft activities. So if you want to, if you don't choose to swim and you don't want to just sit there and drink, you can also make a craft. We're going to be, we have some picture frame with tactile leaves and things that you can make, and if you've got kids or grandkids or siblings or whatever and you want to hang their cute Halloween picture up on the refrigerator, you can make a nice frame for it. We've also got some fall leaves that you can, they're like fabric, and you can decorate them and hang them on your window, your, if you drive, your dashboard, the mirror thing that hangs down, or you can tell I don't drive, I don't know what that's called.
The dashboard mirror.
And you know, if you want to put it on your guide dog, you can hang it off the harness. Lots and lots of things to do for lots of different people, lots of different interests, and above all, it's going to be a great time to get together, network, socialize, make new friends, see old friends, push them in the pool. Whoops, didn't say that. I hope to see everybody there.
Okay, I, being a Mets fan, I would love to be able to see every World Series, and I almost, I'm going to be honest with you, I almost asked Mike to make sure that we have at least audio feed. And then I decided that really, really wasn't cool. But if you want to be a little with your headset in your ear, go ahead.
If, just for your information, if we wanted to have a TV on down there for the World Series, the hotel would charge us $175.
Believe me, I was tempted to consider. But
set up a collection.
Anyway, if you're gonna wear your earbuds, please keep them off.
Please.
Baptism's at 8:30.
Right. But please don't do it during the banquet tomorrow. In the middle of Gary's address, yell out, 4-3, 4-3.
Gary's a Royals fan.
Right.
Royals. But we love him anyway.
All right. I love you guys too.
Now, you got to show it, being from Missouri. But he loves you, yeah. And God knows you need practice. Anyway, having said that, on another note, it involves money again. We need you guys to help us out. Drink tonight. And drink tomorrow night. You're not driving. If you, I forget the figures, $300 or $500?
Three.
If you folks spend more than $300 at the bar, they won't charge us for the bartender.
No, it can be soft drinks.
Yeah, it could be soft drinks too. Yes. Yes.
Then we will not have to
pay
the bartender. So.
Right. You can't say I bought a drink at the other bar. Doesn't count. You have to do it, like Kate said, at the bar they've set up for us. So you. he's here to show leadership. All right. So please, if you must drink, buy the drinks from our bar. Anyway, I have pretty much given you everything I have for this part of the meeting. Oh, by the way, one more meeting that will happen tomorrow night after the banquet in the boardroom. After the banquet in the boardroom, the nominating committee will meet. This is an absolutely closed meeting, one of the few that's absolutely closed to the membership. Only the appointed members of that committee will be permitted to be in attendance. You all know who the appointed members are, but I will tell you who they are. She might still be on her way. Chris Minkler, Laura Herman, David Stayer, Ed White, Romeo Edmead, and who am I missing? Lucy, right. I was trying to go. I didn't do it. I usually go through geographically, and I started from the wrong part of the geography. I usually follow Amtrak and name everybody in the board via the Amtrak line. All right, so once again, it's David Stayer, who's chairing, Ed White, Romeo Edmead, Lucy Marr, Chris Minkler, and Laura Herman. They will meet privately, and they will come out with their report on Sunday morning. So, having said all that, I thank you folks for this afternoon. Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
I've got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And I got a second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Thank you, folks.